He does, doesn't he? He comes in with a little bit of truth, with it looks good, but then he deceives you with error. George Washington was a deist. Do you know what a deist is?
Yes.
A deist is basically someone that believes there's a God, but God is like the people that believe that we were planted here by aliens. The aliens came, stuck us here, and left, and they don't care about us. They don't care nothing about us. They don't care about your children. They don't care nothing. Just some supreme being that's far and distant and has no interaction in your life. George Washington also did not embrace Jesus Christ. So they had a lot of fake masonry. You probably heard of Masons.
Yeah.
Masons are an occult organization.
Cool.
Merged. So there was a lot of things that were sinful. So while we have lots of freedoms in America, and I'm thankful for that, but God gives me freedoms. And God grants me that, not a government. And so we just remind, you're not from here, we remind, Americans become very arrogant. They become very prideful in their patriotism. You've probably seen that. And they want to overlook everything America's done, and they say, God bless America. And you know what I always travel? Dimitri, right? You know I always travel and ask people, why should God bless America today? Abortion, homosexuality, murder, violence, Hollywood. Why is God? If God blesses America, you know what he's going to have to do? He's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
I'm with you, and I'm very confident with what you're saying, because if you look a little bit back in the days, there was a lot of movement we have in Ukraine, which comes from America. Like, missionaries from America.
Yeah, we pumped missionaries all over the world.
Voronayev, that was a missionary. He was come from America to the Soviet Union. He was in a jail, and the jail people, they just let the dogs eat him.
Yeah.
That was terrible. And that
really?
We used to see a lot of persecution.
Yeah,
even in my church, we have older brothers that was in the jails. My mom's cousin, he was a pastor of the church. He was in a jail just for what he was believed.
Yeah.
And we see that my grandfather, he used to be pastor back in the days. And then he was being prosecuted. They had to move the place where he lives because we moved his belief, you know. And we see back in the days big things. We see fines. We see that persecution, right?
Yeah.
Families was being torn apart. And look, and there was when sometimes even wives, they see the last time husband and never come back home.
Yeah.
Right? We see that back in the days.
And that's coming to America.
They're not going to find Jesus, yes.
Yes, it's coming to America. Even regardless, you know, I believe we're moving into the last days. And so regardless if the whole nation of America repented, that would be great. It doesn't mean there's hope for America. It means there's hope for all those souls in America. But we see what they're doing with COVID. What they're doing with COVID is I tell people, COVID is the noose around your neck. And right now it's dangling loose. And people are going, it's okay. It's okay. And they're slowly going like this, right? Until it's going to be so tight, there's not going to be able to get it off. This vaccine passport, you know what it's going to eventually turn into? The mark of the beast.
That's what we see.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, the time will come that we'll say, Jesus, we're waiting for you. Just come to this earth.
Test yourself. I don't know what religious body you're with. You don't have to tell me, but test yourself. Here, in fact, I'm looking at it right here. I want to give you one of these. There's the gospel on one side, and there's a 10-point test on the other side. Most of the organized religions are into Christmas and Easter and pagan holidays and building-centered Sunday church. None of that was ordained by God. This is all ordained by man. Orthodox, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist. And so Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Come and follow after me with all that you are. And what it will cost you is your traditions, your family, your past, your history. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. She had to throw that all away to follow Jesus.
What I believe these days, we have to... there's a place in the Bible that says, look how your parents or grandfathers did, and then they faith to the end, follow their faith. I'm just using my words, my English not
great. Right.
And what makes me come Christian, right? I'm Christian. I love my Jesus, right? But when I was 17 years old, my mom passed at 34, and I tell my dad, I need to start my life. So just either get me to United States or pay my college in Kyiv so I can start my life. He get me here. I was here by myself, and God found me here in the United States. I could do whatever I want because I was 17, and back in the days I was not doing the right things, you know.
Yeah.
And then just God gave me a beautiful wife, you know. He forgive me all my sins. He gave me a beautiful family, you know.
Right.
And I want to share one testimony with you. I know personally a woman, her name is Zhenya Polishuk. You know, she was being paralyzed because of the hard work in the Soviet Union. We have full hospital, like the area they have to work, like village, whatever. And she worked hard, and then because of the hard work, she became paralyzed. She has a big bump right here. Her feet was like that, and she weighed 40 kilograms. And it was around 10 years long term that she was sick. And then at the end, the doctor said that we can help nothing. No, you're probably gonna die very soon. And she weighed 40 kilograms. And then to her, I know this lady personally, that's why I'm sharing this testimony with you. And then to her house, a brother came, his name is Dmitry Berezyuk, he lives in Ukraine right now. He's older right now, but I'm telling you a real story that I know. And he said, Zhenya, do you believe that God could heal you? She say, kind of, but she was not really sure. And he say, when you gonna believe, tell me to come back again. And then 2 weeks later, he say, I believe, come back again. And when he come and start to pray for her, her back disappeared. She stand up. She was paralyzed for 10 years. She was her mother buy her dress. She was she's gonna die, just to put her.
Yep, yep.
She already has this dress and everything. You know, she has a picture. How was she before? And how was she after? You know. And
yep.
That healed her in everyone's eyes, and that's the lady that I know personally. Mm-hmm. You know, her husband. He was the pastor.
Yeah.
So that's a miracle of God that I personally know, and I'm sharing with you from the first. Person that God did with her, you know. And then the Soviet Union, they tried to kill her. Why? Because they say there was no God, you know. There was there was big persecution. They take how was it called, the Satan person to her, trying to hypnose her, you know. Nothing helps, you know.
Yep.
And then the Holy Spirit tell her, you go to this city, I'll hide you, you know. And that was a miracle of God. What's happened with her, that's a big testimony, and I know this lady personally.
Yeah.
And I believe these days that the biggest lie I see. When I was in a few, I'm from Washington, and in Olympia we have those hearings and the new laws, whatever, you know, and there was a few that I went to, and then there was LGBT people and other ones sharing, and they was telling, hey, we have a biggest youth suicide rate. And then I was like, wait a minute, slow down. We Slavic community in the Soviet Union, we have less rights than everyone else. The fathers never came back from the jails, right?
Right.
The family stay without money, you know. God just give them what they need for daily life. And there was zero rate of suicide. Zero rate of suicide.
Yeah.
That comes from here, from the inside.
Right.
And
comes from hope.
More rights they have right now, more around things goes, more suicide they have these days. And that's one of the biggest lies they use on the youth right now,
yes.
You know?
Yes. America, people look at you like you look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Most people think of Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because she was full of homosexuality. And there was that there, but the Bible actually tells us that she was destroyed because she was prideful, she was full of bread, and she was idle. That's America.
In another word says,
that's America.
Was not holding the hands of, my English is slow, sorry, man. There was another thing says that about Sodom and Gomorrah as well. There is, it says in the Bible.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was glad to meet you today.
Yeah. Yes, what I would encourage you to do, we believe God does miracles. What I would encourage you to do is, you've got information there, go and test your life and your faith. Here's where you need to do it. You need to test it to the Word of God, because you're not going to be tested by my word or the Orthodox.
Amen.
Or the,
I like that.
You're going to be tested to the Word of God and how you live, act, dress, talk, how you spend your money, who you associate with, is all dictated by the words of God and following Him. And most people have a faith, but it's disconnected from obeying God's word. It's like being married, but not being faithful to your wife. You're a fool. You're a liar. You're an adulterer. So most people have a faith and they disconnect it. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Right.
And that means all of them, from all the way down from how we talk, how we act, how we preach the gospel, who we associate with, if we lift up patriotism, if we live in lies. And one of the things my website strives to do is to make a true disciple of Jesus, so that you're following Jesus and His word by the Spirit, not the system or religion. Let me know if I can ever help you. You got all my contact info.
God bless you.
We love you. Thank you for stopping. Thank you for the cold drinks. We love this stuff. We go to discount stores and they have it. We buy this stuff. It's awesome.
You know, just did something little, but in the front of God. So
thank you so much.
God bless you.
Let me know if I can help you in your walk.
Gotcha.
God be praised.